So, what do you call a deflated Zamboni machine?
What?
A soccer ball!
Explain it.
Welcome back to the Explain It podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about various subjects, about, you know, brain rot, everything like that. But firstly, before we do that, we're going to have to introduce all of our guests for today. Okay, starting off with the co-host, Cash.
Hi, I'm Cash. I'm the co-host, and my aura level is over 500.
Hi, my name is Michael. I'm producer. My aura level is higher than Cash's.
My name is Om. I'm a new speaker, and my aura level is negative infinity.
My name is Travis. I was on episode 1. My aura level is still higher than Isaac's.
I'm Mark. I'm a guest speaker. My aura level is 0 at the moment.
I'm Isaac. I was a guest on the last episode, and I'm back here as a guest today, and my aura level is 50.
And obviously I'm Charlie, coming back here. Obviously I'm Charlie coming back here. Aura level is at a 423 at the moment. Okay, so the first subject that we're going to talk about today is the Diddy baby oil incident.
Can you explain it to us, Charlie? What's the Diddy baby oil?
Just the basis of it. In Diddy's mansion, they actually recovered 1,000 baby oil bottles.
Did I hear that right?
1,000. 1,000.
What brand?
No.
Unfortunately, I don't know, but if I had to make a guess, I would say like soft oil.
Producer Michael, I haven't seen this before. Can you pull this up for us?
Yeah, let's pull it up right now.
It's crazy.
What? Yo, that's actually insane. That's a lot of oil.
Oh my gosh.
Charlie, what would you do with that amount of oil?
You don't want to know. I'll tell you that. But
neither did Diddy.
Neither did Diddy, but I don't know. Like, what do you guys think like he was doing with all this oil?
Let's pass it over to producer Michael. What are your thoughts on the baby Diddy oil? Can you explain it for us?
Yeah. So, my analysis, I perceived that Diddy was trying to use his bottles of 1,000 bottles of oil for his stairs.
For his stairs?
Yeah. Could you that way,
explain it.
You know, if the cops ever raided his house, fall down the stairs, what are they doing?
They fall down the
slipping,
stairs.
Losing aura.
Oh, facts, dude. Facts, dude. Okay, let's hear from you.
You know, I think he's just a freaky guy.
Just using it for, you know.
Like it dry.
Yeah. What a creepazoid.
Yeah, honestly, I think I agree. I think he's a freaky guy. He uses maybe a ball a day, you know.
Would you say he's the doctor away, am I right?
Would you say he's freaky deaky?
Hanopi.
Oh, I agree. Mark, let's hear it.
Same.
You just think he's just a freaky guy?
I just think he's a freak. But the aura thing does have something.
100%.
How much do you think P. Diddy cares about his aura level?
Oh, he must care a lot.
Fuck. Like, it's almost...
having a stash that big, like, think about it. That must boost your aura.
Oh, it does. Immensely. As soon as everybody found out...
I was like no way!
He was forgiven. Yeah. He was basically forgiven. Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I think if that was possible, he had multiple uses for it. But he'd be lying if he said he never oiled up at least once with all of them. Mm. And got all his guests to oil up, too. And then thinking of the beds that he had, too, which we will get to, he oiled those up, too. So that when you're going at it, things are slipping and sliding and nothing was dry.
All right, Charlie. So we'll take it on to the next topic. I also heard he had a lot of beds in his basketball court.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Speaking of beds, shall we talk about sleep screaming?
Sleep screaming. I saw it trending on Twitter this morning, and I was like, sleep screaming? Can you explain that to us, Charlie?
So there was an incident in Shalafu 3 where a certain individual by the name of Charlie was screaming in the night, and it caused a huge ruckus and commotion within the community.
How much aura did he lose?
I'm gonna say that I had infinite aura and somehow infinite turned back.
Oh, it was
400.
You.
It was me.
Oh, dun, dun, Charlie.
He exposed himself.
Oh. Yeah, it was me, guys. I do it in my sleep. You know, it's something that I just can't control, and I just scream. I just get it all out there in my sleep.
But you know, sometimes you just gotta get it all out there. Like, yeah. That's all you can do.
Go big or go home.
Exactly.
Yeah. You just gotta get it out, you know, like, all of like, that internal shit, you just get out in your sleep, you know? Nobody's watching you.
You wake up feeling
you just bust it.
I wanna know what you're thinking when you're sleep screaming. Yeah.
Like, honestly, if I could tell you, I would, but I just don't know because I don't remember my dreams, I don't remember what I'm doing.
Dreams
I just kinda.
Yeah.
Exactly. Meek Mill.
Speaking of Meek Mill, P. Diddy.
Speaking of the devil. Okay, and our third topic of the day will be introduced by Cash.
Our third topic of the day is Shannon Sharp on Instagram Live.
Oh. How do you get caught slipping up that bad? Having sex on Instagram Live as a celebrity?
Wicked work.
You know, Dr. Umar once said, snow bunnies.
Oh, it's the snow bunnies. Snow bunnies. You know, all is forgiven because, you know, the girl's bad and all, but,
yeah,
but it's just... You know, it's just a little bit crazy, you know, just a celebrity being caught up like that. I feel like we should hear from the group on everybody's opinions about the
Instagram. Shannon Sharp Instagram Live. Isaac?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. He said, he even said he didn't, he's never gone on IG Live before, so it's obviously something new for him, but it's nobody's. He couldn't resist.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Moving on, we got Mark.
No comment.
No comment on the Shannon Sharp Instagram incident.
No comment either.
No comment?
No comment.
No comment. Producer Michael.
Yeah. Well, I honestly think he just has to retire now.
Yeah,
can't recover.
I know. I think he might may as well just end central and all. But like, it's just he just proved it by just getting it out there with the world and just mogging all of the Rizzlers around him.
So was it a boom?
It was five booms. Boom! 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 Boom!
That was six booms.
Minus one.
We'll edit that out.
Doom. There we go. And yeah, next up on the podcast, we're going to be getting into our interview section of the podcast.
And that'll be after this short break.
This ad break. One. Welcome back to the Explain It podcast. We just had a little intermission there. And now we're going to move on to the portion of the phone calls of the podcast. Firstly, we're going to get our first caller on the phone.
Hello, your caller number 13. Say your name and what's your problem that you got going on that you need explaining?
Bro, my name is Noah and I've sucked one dick and I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, do I have an answer for you, sir?
Can you explain it?
I don't know the explanation right now for you, but what I can say is I'm happy that, you know, you're experimenting and, you know, getting with, you know, other portions of, like, your life and just...
College
experience.
You know, everyone's got to go through different things, different aspects of life, and I think that's a thing you got to face, literally.
It was Mark.
Oh, wow. Oh. So that's intention.
Podcast.
Mark, can you explain this?
Oh, no.
We're going to have to cut to another intermission.
Okay, we'll be back after the ad break.
One, action. And we're back after that short intermission. Mark, would you like to explain yourself?
I'll explain it. So, pretty much, I just wanted to try out different things. Just like Noah, actually. And I just was testing to see, like, you know, like, which one would be better.
Why'd you have so much lube then?
Diddy! Diddy. It was the Diddy baby oil incident. Bringing it back to the intro. You know, some foreshadowing there for you. And that's going to conclude our podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Catch you on the fly.